Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. We had on Jason Chaffetz earlier today, and, you know, we played Rod Rosenstein and people in the Department of Justice. If you put your signature to a FISA warrant, that means you're verifying what it's saying is accurate and true to the best of your ability. Okay, we know that they lied repeatedly. Anyway, as we mentioned earlier, the new IG report shows, yeah, in every single case that they looked at beyond Crossfire Hurricane, yeah, the same type of abuse is going on, and nobody's being held accountable. Now, it's getting worse and worse and worse. You know, Michael Horowitz found that the FBI investigators didn't make sure that FISA applications were accurate. 17 inaccuracies and omissions. Listen.
Among the most important are the requirements in FBI policy that every FISA application must contain a, quote, full and accurate, close quote, presentation of the facts, and that agents must ensure that all factual statements in FISA applications are, quote, scrupulously accurate, close quote. These are the standards for all FISA applications, regardless of the investigation's sensitivity, and it is incumbent upon the FBI to meet them in every application. Nevertheless, we found that investigators failed to meet their basic obligations of ensuring that the FISA applications were scrupulously accurate. We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications, 7 in the first application and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
All right. Now you have the first report of Michael Horowitz totally, completely ignored. All the low-hanging fruit, all the, quote, referrals for lying, you know, the same type of lying that got, you know, pre-dawn raids, guns drawn, 30 guys, you know, it's CNN fake news cameras. Yeah, that doesn't happen if you're in the deep state. And I'm talking about people that abuse power, that were proven corrupt, that he even recommended, you know, and referred for investigations and likely indictments. So probably would happen only if you're a conservative, not a liberal. Anyway, it raises real important questions. We were discussing this earlier with Jason Chaffetz, and that is, okay, if you're going to lie on a FISA application to spy on a political opponent, I can't support a system that has institutional corruption. You know, we went into some very specific detail about how what Wood's procedures are, the Department of Inspector General informing the FISA court about 209 instances of unsupported, inaccurate, omitted information with their sample of 29 FISA applications. I misspoke earlier. The OIG identified an additional 209 instances within that sample. That's a lot. Now, that means that they're not following the law. They're not following procedure. They're abusing power. And on the level they used it against Carter Page to spy on candidate Trump, transition team Trump, and President Trump, you can see the ramifications. They don't get held accountable. Well, if this is the way it's going to be in the future, I can't support it anymore. Now, the OIG, Office of Inspector General, did put forward recommendations. You know, establish specific policies, appropriate format, maintenance of the Woods files, which I'll explain legally in a minute, and consultation with, for example, the FISA court, determine how long it's necessary to retain Woods files to ensure accuracy and oversight. Anyway, I'll let the lawyers weigh in on this now. David Schoen, civil rights, liberties attorney. Greg Jarrett, he was part of our ensemble cast, as was David. You know, we spent almost 3 years of our lives on this. He wrote two number one best-selling books on this. And welcome both of you back to the program. Greg Jarrett, we'll start with you. I mean, it just looks like the system's corrupt and broken, and they haven't done a thing to fix it. And I don't know what John Durham's doing.
The only thing they do is window dressing. During the first Inspector General's report and his conclusions that found widespread systemic mistakes, many of them intentional. FBI lawyer was indicted for doctoring a particular piece of evidence that was used to gain a surveillance warrant on the Trump campaign. But they continue to ignore the protocols that were already in place. You referred to them, Sean. They are the Woods procedures, the Woods files. So now Christopher Wray says, well, we'll put new ones in place. There is nothing to prevent Wray and others at the FBI from ignoring any new procedures the same way they did with the Woods protocol. So that's just window dressing when they say we'll change. They will not, because under James Comey's watch, he set the standard. Rules didn't apply to them. Under Comey's FBI, they could do as they please. They could ignore the law with impunity. They were accountable to no one. They were a power unto themselves. And the Comey standard still exists. Christopher Wray at the helm is nothing more than James Comey Part 2. He promises reform. Won't happen.
Let's get your take, David Schoen. And maybe you can go into a little bit more detail as it relates to the very, very specific standards, what a Wood file is, so people understand it and how it's associated with the universe of the FBI, FISA applications, et cetera.
I'll tell you two things. I'll tell you what happened here, and I'll tell you why I don't believe it's going to change. Number one, Wood standards came in April of 2001. The goal of the Wood standards is, in their words, quote, scrupulous accuracy in the applications to the FISA court for a FISA warrant, the most sensitive, intrusive kind of warrant and personal surveillance that exists. What happened here is in three categories. The Woods procedures require documentation, actual documents, for every factual assertion in the application. What they found here is that in four of the files, they couldn't find any Woods files. In three of them, they weren't sure they ever existed, any documentation for the factual assertions in the application. Number two, the report found insufficient factual support in the applications. This might be worse. You might say the first thing is a technical violation. They don't have the documentation. In the second case, they found out of 25 out of 29 reviews, the first four we talked about, the other 25 of them, 20 issues on average per application, and they range from 5 errors to 65 errors, lack of factual support. In other words, they had documents in the file, but when they matched the documents to the representations made in the applications, they didn't match up. The facts didn't support the assertions. 20 per application. And then three oversight mechanisms. They found they have the mechanisms in place, but this is what Greg was just saying. They're not being used. This is what you were saying, Sean. You can have rules in place, but they're not being used. This is assessment of compliance. That's the point of Woods. Woods requires supervisory levels. And it's not just Woods, by the way. The FISA court itself, in Rule 13, requires the applicant to immediately correct any misstatement or omission. There has to be a constant review. Now, and that doesn't happen. We know it now. It's part of the same campaign that happened all through this Russian investigation. We know now from the Durham report and the indictment that the Russian hoax, as Greg has called, many have called it, was a function here of a disinformation campaign, nothing less. Perkins Coie, Mark Elias, Fusion GPS, with the Clinton campaign, for by the Clinton campaign. So that's been exposed now, that this was something, you know, that just then ended up snowballing. You still see the New York Times saying, well, there is something suspicious about Alpha Bank and Trump and all that. Why won't it change? The number two person in the Justice Department today, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, that's a Weissman crony, came up with Weissman, adjunct teacher with Weissman, etc. That's the number two person in the DOJ. Sussman, the person indicted by Durham, his lawyers, one is a Weissman colleague from the Enron investigation, and the other was a Comey assistant. Those are their credentials. These folks are embedded in the system.
You know, I'm listening to this. What you're describing and Greg's describing is we have to get rid of the FISA court. And that's sad because that makes this country less safe. The FISA court's necessary because we got hostile regimes, hostile nations, and the government having the ability to listen to these conversations is critical. But if they're going to abuse their power and they're going to politicize it and they're not going to follow the law, both the spirit of the law and the letter of the law, then Greg Jarrett, I can see this now, a tool for our safety and security goes away.
I have argued for more than 2 years the FISA court ought to be abandoned. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is nothing more than a rubber stamp of the liars at the FBI that present them with phony evidence. And if these judges on the FISA court that rotate every week actually cared about the integrity of justice, they would have charged with criminal contempt all of the people at the FBI, all of the people who signed off on those four successive FISA warrants with crimes, charged them with criminal contempt for lying, for deceiving the judges, for defrauding the court. But they didn't do it because they are hyper-political. They didn't want to draw attention to their own mistakes. They held no hearings. They simply accepted as truth the lies that James Comey and Andrew McCabe and all the others submitted to them. And so this is a crooked court, and it's an incompetent court.
Well, I mean, John Roberts never stepped in to fix it.
That's right.
None of I think if I was the judge and I knew I was lied to and there's been enough information to confirm that, I would have called them back in and said, how dare you lie before my court,
and
appropriate punishment.
Yeah, of course, which is all the more reason why the FISC, as it's known, needs to be gotten rid of. And, you know, Congress has the ability to do that, and they've sort of waffled on the notion. They've talked big about getting rid of the FISC, but they haven't done it. Now, I'm not suggesting we don't have any federal intelligence surveillance when warranted, when justified, under, you know, protocols that are well established, but not with this court. Let's create a new court, or let's just do it the old-fashioned way. Upon probable cause and sufficient proof, go to a regular federal judge.
Your take, and do you think this survives David Schoen? And where's John Durham?
Yeah, listen, I can't disagree with anything folks have said, but I'd hate to see this court be done away with for the reasons you said earlier, Sean. Listen, I find most judges to be rubber stamps. I have a case right now in which judge simply rubber stamped a warrant, took a valuable piece from a person. Anyway, it happens every day. I don't know what the answer is. I do know I worry about if Congress has a role in remaking the court, I really worry. Can you imagine if the hate squad got their claws into what the FISA court would look like? We'd have applications for relationships only with our allies, not with the countries that we really face a risk from. I don't know what the answer is. The answer has got to be a more scrupulous, I think they have to have a special office just in charge of this that's overseeing the overseers. I think the court has to enforce its rules. This Rule 13 means nothing if there's no teeth to it, if they don't enforce it, if they don't use contempt sanctions. And as you said earlier, Sean, and I think any decent, normal federal judge would feel this way, if a federal judge is lied to by a lawyer or an agent that comes before that court, they must demand justice. There have to be consequences.
Look, there has to be at the end of the day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever. And that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You could do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
And as we continue with David Schoen and Greg Jarrett, 800-941-SEAN is our number. We'll get to your calls coming up next.
All right, on to Durham. Where do you see this going? I mean, to me, just even missing the low-hanging fruit, that could have been done within the first 3 months. It's sad that we're at this point. I can't tell you how angry and frustrated I am, Greg Jarrett, and I know you are too.
Yeah, Durham's widening the net. He's closing in on additional people who may be indicted. You know, it's a crime to knowingly feed the FBI false information to try to frame one, someone, which in this case was Donald Trump. It was Hillary Clinton who invented the collusion lie to smear Trump, and she was using these lawyers at Perkin Coie law firm to disseminate the lie, and they were simultaneously lying to the FBI about their lie. And so I think there are a brand new set of subpoenas issued by Durham, which tells us he's going after others, perhaps inside the firm. Certainly there should be others outside the firm, Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, others, who did the same thing. And, you know, it's so revealing about the indictment, just how phony the collusion narrative was all along. People behind it knew it was a fiction. They didn't care. They continued to present it to the FBI and to feed it to the gullible, naive, and Trump-hating mainstream media.
It's just, all right, we'll give you the last word. David Schoen, we have about 20 seconds.
The been much too slow what Mr. Derma's done. He really only now scratching the surface. We know the underlying story enough to know that there should be consequences. One side's called opposition research. The other side accused of obstructing the law. In Roger Stone's case, they kept these reports about the Fusion GPS stuff, CrowdStrike, from Mr. Stone. There were reasons for that. It's abominable what's happening.
All right, Greg Jarrett and David Schoen, thank you both for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. When we get back, a live in-studio appearance, John and Jurassic, Five for Fighting, Blood on My Hands. This thing has gone viral. It's about abandoning Americans in Afghanistan. It's a powerful, and we'll tell you, if you're in the New York area, you can see John tomorrow night. He's going to be performing on Broadway. We'll give you that information straight ahead. 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back.
Driving liberals crazy. 3 hours a day, every day. The Sean Hannity Show is back on the air.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. It is amazing. I've been friends with John Androsic from Five for Fighting now for years and years and years. I still have a picture in one of my offices of me, him, and Andrew Breitbart from years ago. And I look a lot younger. My hair is a lot darker, which, by the way, everyone's making fun as this is the 25th anniversary week of me being on Fox. And they keep showing these old videos of me. And every time I see it, I get angrier and angrier because I look like I'm 10 years old and my hair was pitch black. Anyway, but this song that he's written about abandoning our fellow Americans, their families, abandoning thousands of green card holders eligible to live here in this country, fully vetted, tens of thousands of Afghan allies that will die. Many are dying already. And all of it so easily preventable. I'm going to let him explain the story to you behind the song in a minute. But John is going to sing it right here live in studio now.
Got blood on my hands. Blood on my hands, and I don't understand what's happening. There's blood on these hands. They're still American. Left to the Taliban. Now how's that happening? Winking, blinking, can't you look me in the eyes? Willie Millie, tell me, when did you decide this? We'll defend your sacred motto now means never mind. Hands. Got blood on my hands. Got blood on my hands. The flag of the Taliban. And is there no honor in shame? Can you spell Bagram without the letters in blame? Did Uncle Joe stick a trip in your veins? Hands. I can't hear her scream. If she's not, she's not. She's not on TV. I can't can't hear him scream. If he's not, he's not. He's not on TV. To every Afghan ally that we left behind, every child who won't know freedom, faces covered and blinders for this American promise now in the fire. Just one American. Asking what's happening.
Wow, what a powerful, powerful song. My friend, John Andrasik. Great to have you back. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me, and happy anniversary, young man.
Happy anniversary, young man. All right, I'll take the dig. You know, we've been friends. We got out, I don't know why we even got out of touch. I have no idea. But you know probably why? Because probably I had all my email accounts. Well, I didn't have many emails. I had an email account canceled, and then I had my phones change constantly. And people, some of my friends think I became a snob, and I'm like, no, I said, when you have, 50 some odd pages of FBI 302s by Robert Mueller's team on you, and you have 1300 text messages with Paul Manafort in you, private text messages released publicly, your life begins to change. And so unfortunately, some people assume that, oh, he's just a jerk, and I'm not. And I miss some people that I used to be able to talk to more often. But you were one of them, and we've reconnected. But this song is taken off. This is now a viral. I'd even say it's hitting like an anthem status here. It's gone so viral. Tell everybody about the whole song, start to finish.
You know, Sean, It's interesting. It's a song I didn't want to write, and the first song I've ever taken no joy in putting out. Certainly when we saw the initial images out of Afghanistan, we were all horrified, kind of flashback to 9/11 with some people falling from planes. But when our troops were killed, our 13 troops and the 100 Afghans, like you, I was just infuriated because it was preventable. And like many artists, I went up to my piano and started banging on it, had no intention of writing a song. And then a few days later, after our troops left, I got a call from a friend, and this friend is an amazing woman. She does incredible humanitarian work around the world, and she said, I need a contact. And I said, well, what's going on? She said, well, we're organizing evacs of AMSITs from Afghanistan. And me being, just the normal citizen, I'm like, what's an AMSIT? She's like, an American citizen. And I sat there for a minute, and I said, are you telling me that you're risking your life to go rescue American citizens that we left behind? And there was silence on the phone, and she said, yes. And that night I wrote a few verses, and finally the song wrote itself when the president came out and gave his an extraordinary success speech. And I was insulted, but I had hope because, Sean, like you, I've spent the last 20 years performing for our military. I have great respect for our military. And I expected our generals, General Milley and Austin, to come out and clarify that. Maybe it was an extraordinary success. Maybe we should not have abandoned Bagram. Maybe we should have extended the deadline. I was hopeful for that. But when they came out and echoed the same narrative of what a great airlift we had and everything went according to plan, I realized this was a political operation from the start. And that scared me. And I wrote the song. It finished itself. I recorded it the next day, and I put it out. It's intense. It's an emotion, an experience I've never felt, even with Superman. There are people, as you said, there are many people who are very emotional. Some are crying. Some are obviously upset, especially our vets. I think they're also feeling grateful that someone's speaking their pain. But I think there's other folks there who maybe not initially were excited about the message, but they were thinking about it. And it's resonating because deep down, For all of us, every American knows that we have deeply damaged our national honor. We have lost a piece of our soul. And until we have accountability for this humanitarian disaster that we see every day, especially for Afghan women and children.
I hate to tell you, we're not seeing it every day.
Well,
there's almost a full-on media blackout. Now, today's day 51 since Joe's abandoned them. I talk about it every day, and you're right. There are many, many heroes that are putting their lives at risk. And by the way, apparently they're now being investigated, according to some reports, by the FBI. Why, I don't know. Our State Department has now said you cannot, if you charter a flight with Americans on it, you're not even allowed to land that plane in the U.S. to get people the hell out of there. And if you get a third-party country to accept your charter, that's fine, as long as they don't need a sign-off from Joe Biden's State Department, because that sign-off will not be forthcoming. Those are their words, written words.
It's the Twilight Zone. It's unbelievable. I talk to my friend on the ground every day. At the same time, with all this depressing news, the American promise is not dead. You are going to tell the stories of some of these American military heroes who have sold all their assets. They've quit their jobs. They've gone down to Afghanistan. They are doing operations as we speak to rescue their brothers and sisters they fought with, some that saved their lives. The American promise is not dead. And you know, this song, it's not just about a song. It's about a moral obligation. There's a history of this country when our leaders fail us, that we take it on ourselves, that we rise up and we do the right thing. And people are doing that. I want people to know that. There's heroic work going on. We're going to tell those stories. And history will judge Millie, Austin, and frankly, the president. They may not have accountability from their own selves, but history will judge them.
You know, you told me that in the lead up to singing the song, now that you're out performing again, you tell a story. You tell the story that you've been telling us, but you also bring up something that is pretty interesting to me, that you wouldn't care who the president was. This is not even a political issue for you. I've said it in my own way. I've said, if every American that's trapped behind enemy lines, I want, even if they're all going to come back to America and try and get me fired, and there are a lot of people that get paid to get me fired, right? I said, even if they're going to try and get me fired, I want them home. They're our fellow Americans. We don't abandon our fellow Americans, John. We don't do that. That's not who we are. That's not the country I want to, I believe in.
You know, we have this malignancy of tribalism, Sean, that we look at everything through a political lens. I agree with you. Look, it would have been much easier for me to write this song if Donald Trump were president. You know, I'm sure I'd be braced by a lot of folks that are not talking about the song, that are shunning the song. I'm sure there'd be dozens of protest songs, and there should be. This is a great shame. This is a generational shame. And you know what? If Donald Trump was president and we were here and I wrote this song and the names changed, but the song remained the same, I believe you would play it, because it's not about politics. It's about the fact we left our people behind. We left our allies behind. There's tens of thousands of SIV holders. You know what an SIV is? It's a promise. It's a promise that we will protect you because you put our lives in our hands. And we are abandoning that promise. And we can't let that go unnoticed. And we're, you know, you're keeping it out there. Laura's keeping it out there. We're going to do everything we can to get those people out, even if it takes, I won't say 100 years.
I've been very reluctant, and I've alluded to it, as you have. There are brave Americans. There are former special ops guys, yep. Navy SEALs.
Yep.
There are very generous people that are paying for these planes. From what I've been told, I asked one person, I said, is any money needed? They said, no. There's no excuse for that, John Andrusik.
I talk to my friends on the ground. They are so frustrated with the State Department. I think they're afraid of having something go bad and having a Black Hawk down. But this is American citizens with passports. I was watching the hearings, and General Austin was implying that, well, pretty much everyone who's gotten out is out. I had a picture of two American citizens with passports on my computer that we were trying to get out, that I was texting people on the Hill that day. And you know what? They got out. Our Republican and Democratic congressmen or senators every day are helping us get people out. I don't understand, Sean. I don't know why we're here. That's why I wrote this song. What is happening? What is happening to America? What happened to our honor? What happens to decency, moral decency? I just don't understand. And that's why I scream it every night, and I'm going to keep screaming it.
Wait till you see, you giving me permission to take a little editorial control of the video portion of this.
Oh boy.
And, yeah, that's probably a risk you shouldn't have taken, but I have it in writing, so you're done. It's a very powerful song. You're an amazing, artist, an incredible singer, an incredible performer, and, I'm looking forward to seeing you on TV tonight. People are going to want to record this. 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox. John, great to have you back and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, buddy.
800-941-SHAWN is our number. If you're in the New York area, he's going to be performing and he'll be singing Blood on My Hands as well. It's all super hits, the Riddle and Superman and, you know, every big hit he's ever had. He's just an incredible singer, songwriter. Anyway, it's going to be at the Symphony Space. It's in New York City on Broadway, and we're looking forward. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be out there seeing you tomorrow night, and we'll put a link on Hannity.com so people can go see you tomorrow. And if you're a veteran, you get in absolutely free. Just go to fightforfighting.com, Hannity.com. We got a link as well.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.